Thank you, Michael. By the way, I missed all those announcements. I couldn't hear anything. Can you do it again? That's what we do in family, right? You have somebody getting ready for a dinner or meal or something, and somebody's talking, and everybody's supposed to hear, but they don't really hear. So somebody says, "Can you say it again?" And the person says, "No." That's the true sign of a family, right? We just kind of get along, and we have organizational structure and everything like that, but it really is about the relationships that we get to enjoy. As I mentioned earlier, we had the Hawaiian Islands Ministries. A number of us went to the Hawaiian Islands Ministries conference. It's called the Hymn Conference, and it's a time just to get away with a lot of other brothers and sisters in Christ, and the name of the conference was called Kingdom Come, and it really was a reiteration of a lot of things that we've been talking about in the book of Luke, where Jesus Christ brought the kingdom in his very self to earth. It's not just about waiting for us to try to scratch and claw our way into heaven, but rather Jesus saw, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit saw our own failures, and he brought the kingdom in Jesus Christ to earth. And that's why we can pray in what we call the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That's our idea. And so when Jesus gives us the great commission to go and make disciples, we continue to bring the kingdom by bringing Jesus into the realms of people's lives. And that's our desire. One of the things that was an emphasis, as Michael has already mentioned, is that there's the kingdom has a lot of different metaphors in the Bible. The kingdom is known as a body. It's known as an army. Not the kingdom. The body of Christ, believers. It's a body of Jesus Christ. It's an army. It's like an army. It's like a priesthood. One of the most endearing one, though, is that of a family. And as we see the reason behind this, if we understand the origin, how and why this is so important, it goes back to our God. The very nature of God himself is a God in community. So we get the idea of the Trinity. In the Christian faith, we have the idea of this Trinity, and we don't really fully understand it. We will never fully understand it, but we know that the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God, but there's only one God. The Father is not the same as the Son. The Son is not the same as the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the same as the Father. So they're all distinct, and yet there's only one God. So we get this idea from all of what we understand in the Bible that God has always been in community. And so when he created humanity, he made them male and female. And so there's from the very beginning of humanity, there was community. And as God reveals his plan throughout the Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, we have a clearer and clearer picture. As the Old Testament progresses, God is identified as the Father a number of places. And as the New Testament opens up, we see Jesus referring to the Father, and the children of God become something that is so prevalent in the Bible. And so we have this theme of the church family. And as we think about this theme of the church family, I would like to share a few thoughts today that's going to string together all the things that's going to happen in the rest of our time today. And we have a lot of neat things that are going to be happening. So my sermon itself is going to be rather short, but we have some other things that continue to be connected under the theme of family. So as we think about the church as a family, it's so appropriate for us to go to our Father in heaven. Let's go to him now. Father, we are here as children. not worthy because of anything we've done, but because of your love for us. That you have seen somewhere inside of us your own DNA, if you will, as you spoke us into existence, as you formed us, as you made us in your image. And Lord, even as we went astray, you called us back to you. Now, Lord, I pray that as we meet here today, that we can embrace the thoughts of the family of God, the household of faith, all of these wonderful terms that unite us together as brothers and sisters in Christ under our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Illuminate our thoughts, refresh our thoughts, reinforce our thoughts now as we affirm what is on your heart, that we are part of your family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title of the message is The Church Family. But it really is more than that. And I have a number of thoughts that there's one more word that's connected after the church family, and that is the first point is the church family connected. The second point is the church family in action. And the third point is the church family eternal. And the fourth point is the church family gathered together. So as we think about the church family connected, I often think about the metaphor, the analogy that Paul uses is in Ephesians chapter 4. And if you have your Bible, you can go ahead and open there, Ephesians chapter 4. Paul is talking about the church, and he's talking about how important it is for the parts of the body to be connected together. Earlier in the chapter, he said God gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and pastors and teachers. And he gave them to prepare God's servants, his saints, to be his active agents in the world. And as we do that, he gives us this warning. He says that there are people who are going to be preaching false doctrines, and infants, immature people, are sometimes going to be tossed back and forth by waves. Because even as we look around today, we see all kinds of variations of teachings. And it goes so far that some of these teachings no longer are even Christian, even though they may call themselves Christian. And of course, there are other kinds of things out there as well. And mature people are not people who are just blown back and forth. Oh, tell me the latest idea, or tell me the latest idea. Well, that's a good one, that's a good one. I think I'll just embrace everything. So the Apostle Paul warns against that, and he says teachers who teach these things are actually deceitful schemers. And he says, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, from Christ, the whole body, joined together with every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. So Ephesians 4:15 has some wonderful metaphor, wonderful analogy here. He says we have different parts, and we are connected. These parts are connected by ligaments. How many of you know that you have these things called ligaments in your body? You guys know about that? You may not even know about it, but they're there. The best way you find out about how you need ligaments is when one of those breaks. Then you realize, I can't even move the joint. I was playing basketball years ago, and I'm not a basketball player in the first place. And so playing basketball can be dangerous. And so after this one game, I couldn't even move my arm. I literally couldn't move my arm. I had to get it, like, move it like this. And if any of you ever suffered an injury like that, you realize how important the ligaments are. They hold the joint together. And likewise, ligaments hold the body of Christ together. And we are connected. We are spiritually connected. Every part is spiritually connected. The heart needs the lungs. The lungs need the stomach. The stomach needs the kidneys, which needs the liver, which needs the skin and nerves. And when one part hurts, we all hurt. And all those parts need the immune system. And we put all of these things together, and we no longer see one another as just individuals, but rather as parts of the body that's connected in Christ. And the beautiful thing about this is it says, when we grow up into Christ, into Him. So we grow up into Christ's likeness. So even though Christ, this person we've read about and we honor and we know what He's done, is so high and rather unreachable to us, Paul says, we are being moved to become like Christ. And I want to encourage you with that, because in the day-to-day grind of life, it doesn't seem that way. Sometimes we feel like we're taking one step forward and two steps back. And we look around in the politics of the world, and we see the world going downhill, and we think everything is going bad. But in reality, Jesus Christ is working in your life. And sometimes we just need to know that the promises of God are trustworthy. And so He connects us together. And so that's the first thing here. And I want to extend this word from Stan and Jean Secchi, that word of thank you. Because even though they can't come to church, even though they weren't able to make it to church for a while, they still are connected. They have the DNA of God by receiving Jesus Christ into their lives. And they are members in our church, even though they're what we call shut-ins or homebound. We stay connected. And so what we want to do is to always understand how we are connected to one another, the church family connected. Next thing here is the church family in action. Oftentimes we talk about a mission. We've talked about a commission before. Commission is something that's given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ, something that we ought to do. But our mission is really not complicated. Sometimes when I think about mission, I don't know about you, have you ever heard of the show Mission Impossible? You ever heard about that? Sometimes when I think about, in fact, almost all the time, I think about mission. I think about that show, and I think, if we're going to be on a mission, that's really complicated. Oh, I don't want to be like that, as wonderful and heroic some of these people are. But really, our mission is serving the Lord Jesus Christ. You serve Him inwardly in the church, and we serve Him outwardly. We serve one another in the church, and we serve a community out in the world in which God has put us. When we serve outwardly, it's simply this. Let's boil it down to as simple as possible. Bringing those children who are supposed to be part of Jesus Christ, part of God's family, back into that loving relationship with our Father. And we do that by sharing Jesus Christ. And when people accept Jesus Christ and say, I want that, and we share it in such a way that our words and our speech and our lives reflect the love of God in the world, people say, I want to be part of that family. So that's the church family in action. There's also the church family eternal. The church family is not just a local church. The Bible uses the word church in a number of different ways. And there is local churches, the church that met in Ephesus, the church that met in Colossae. And then there's also the church, what we call the church universal, with kind of like a capital C, if you will. Those are all the believers who are part of Christ's body before, currently, and in the future. Past, present, and future. That's the big church. And that is the church eternal. And we will join one day, whether the Lord comes in our lifetime or whether He waits and we pass on from this lifetime. Our bodies grow weak and we pass on. We will join that universal church. Those saints gathered before the throne we talk about all the time. the cloud of witnesses who have gone before. We will join people like Moses and Aaron who were talking with Jesus. They're just nonchalantly talking, casually talking with Jesus. Can you imagine that? That we one day will pass from this life into something most glorious. And we will have fellowship with those who have gone before. Recently, a faithful sister in Christ, Merle Maribe, went home to our Lord Jesus and to join our eternal family. A big part of our faith is the eager expectation of reuniting with loved ones when, through faith in Jesus Christ, we become part of one big family under our Heavenly Father. The Maribe family wanted to bless our church family. And really, it's not just our church family, it's her church family. It's Merle's church family. And I remember talking to Val, and Val said, you know what, we want to provide this lunch because I'm sure that that's what Mom would want, and I'm sure she'll be smiling. And I think so. So as we enjoy lunch today, provided by the grace and graciousness of the Maribe family, let's be reminded that food was part of Jesus' ministry everywhere he went. Amen? And he promises those who are his followers, in fact, one of the metaphors of the heavenly kingdom is a great big banquet. Great big banquet. And that's like a big group of people all gathered together. Now, if you have a little bit of phobia with big groups of people, some people do, know that Jesus also comes to you very personally and individually. He says, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will go in and I will eat with you and you will eat with me. Food is something we can enjoy together in the presence of the Lord. When it comes to break for lunch, let's remember how Merle is looking forward to our uniting with her around the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So we have the church connected, the church in action, and the church eternal. We also have the church family gathered. The church family gathered is, there are many different ways this can be displayed. When two or three come together in your name, in my name, there am I with them. That's a church family gathered. There's a church family that meets in a fellowship. Often in the New Testament, the beginning of the church, they met in synagogues. They met in people's homes. They met in the temple courts. That was the church gathered. When people from spread out in the community would get together, that's the church gathered. And the book of Acts records numerous instances where people who believe in Jesus Christ were added to the number of believers. And there are those who say, these are those who say, I'm in. That group of people there, count me in with that group of people. I want to be part of that community. I want to be joined with others with those supporting ligaments. I want those supporting ligaments now to connect me into the church. And so we have this thing called membership that we practice at in our church. And we have the joy of receiving two people who are members. They're not new to us by any means, but there are returning members, actually, and I would like to ask Edwin and Elise, if you could come up right now, and we're just going to take a few moments to welcome you into the family once again. So a little bit of what we're doing here is the church gathered as we gather together. Why don't you come over here? Let's go in the middle over here. So the church family gathered. We are all gathered here, and some people are visiting, some people are connecting, and these have been with us. They were actually with us a while ago, a long time ago, right? The Lord led them on a different path and has taken them on to being part of other fellowships, other churches, and now they're actually coming back. So this is not the first time they're members, but now they want to be back here, and they feel the Lord saying, this is where I want you to be and minister. And so they went through the membership class that everybody goes through, and I just want to remind, as we go through this, remind you folks and remind us all who are members what we talk about when we're talking about membership. So in my class, I talk about many things, but among these many things are that membership is relationships. It's not a certificate. We're going to give you a certificate. But that's not membership, okay? Membership is the connection we already have. It's the spiritual ligament. Can you say ligament? Ligament. There we go. All right. It's a spiritual ligament. It's that relationship. We're connected with God's DNA, and we say, this is where I want to be. Membership is also ownership. When you make that commitment to be a part of this church, we give you rights, if you will, rights of ownership. You're part owner now in the things we do in this church. It's also growing. That membership is a realization that we continue to grow in our faith all the way until we go and be with the Lord. Amen? So we have this membership covenant, and there are five main things here, and I just want to reiterate this to you, and I want to ask this to you, and not just for you folks. You folks have already said yes, but really for the sake of the membership here, the family. The covenant says, with God's help, I will love the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. That is, put God first. With God's help, I will protect the purity, the unity, and the spirit of His church. There is a spirit in the church, and some spirits are really vibrant, and you can tell it's from heaven. Others, not so much. With God's help, I will share in the work and the financial support of His church. Church are moving together and being effective in the world takes resources. And so this is part of being a member. With God's help, I will love the people in His church. And I will support the testimony of His church. The lives we live make a statement one way or the other about the church you belong to. And so you've already said yes to these things. This is something you would like to do. I also make a covenant to you folks, to every member who comes here, that I will be an example, at least strive to be an example in living out the membership covenant. I will not ask you to do anything that I'm not already or working at doing. I will also want to live an authentic Christian life. Everywhere God speaks to me, I want to be responsive to Him. I will love and feed and care for God's people. I will equip God's people. And I will provide spiritual direction for God's people. And so these are the things that I say on my part in a dialogue, if you will. It's not a one-way thing, but it's a two-way thing. And I would like to ask the congregation if they're going to get your support. So to all of you, their decision to become a member is as much a statement about you as it is about their commitment to Jesus. They can be committed to Jesus at another church, but they've chosen to be committed to Jesus here. And so it's a statement about you as well. And so I would like to ask, offer this membership commitment to you. That is, to folks, you folks right now, speaking to you folks. Edwin and Elise, before the Lord and the West Oahu Christian Church family, is it your desire to be an active part of the life of West Oahu Christian Church family? And if so, say yes.
Yes.
To the congregation, will you commit to love and support Edwin and Elise in their walk with Christ? If so, say yes. Yes. In fact, why don't you stand up if you want to? If just in a show, if you can, that is, if your knees say yes, if your knees say no, that's okay. We will understand. Okay. We now receive you as members into the West Oahu Christian Church family. I would like to have them, I'd like to pray for them. They come in the center right here. If you can just kind of move in the center. I'd like to lift up this prayer, after which we have some certificates for you folks, okay? Let's join our hearts. If you want to support, be in support of them, just kind of raise your hand toward them, and as a gesture of support, as a gesture of blessing, as a gesture of a conveyance of that fellowship that's part of us. Father, we lift up Ed and Elise now. And Lord, we thank you that they have wanted to become members once again of West Oahu Christian Church. Lord, we receive them into our family. And we pray, Lord, that they would be the vibrant part that you intend them to be. That they would, as they have ability and every availability, that they would be offering their lives first to you, Jesus, and then to see how they can serve in the family here at West Oahu Christian Church. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for their journey. And we pray that we can be all that they need us to be, Lord, to support them in their walk and growing close to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, now, and we receive them into fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, let me go around here. I'm sorry, Coco, why don't you come up? Coco Tazono-sensei, can you come up? And I would like to ask if you folks would like to say any word of prayer. I'd like you folks to pray as well, okay? You can pray in Japanese, okay? Would you like to share anything? Would you like to share anything?
Yes.
Nihongo is fine. Nihongo is
fine. Hi. 私たちがこの教会に入会したいと思ったのは、スタン先生はじめ皆さん本当にいい兄弟姉妹です。それから日本語のウォーシップがあるから私たちはここに決めました。ありがとうございます。
The reason we like to join to this church is because of the Pastor Stan and your love, and that there's a Japanese service in this church.
私はここで感じたことは、ここに教会には私のスペースがあるような感じがして、そして私のできることがたくさんこの教会にはあるような感じで、でここが一番いいなと思いました。
What I feel in this church is I found a space or a place for myself in this church, and I see so many things I can do to contribute to the Lord to this church.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you so much. And we pray that you will be able to find all of those things here in your ministry at West Oahu Christian Church. We do have a couple of gifts for you folks. Coco, you want to present? Arigatou gozaimasu. Why don't you want to pray in Nihongo for them?
Miyake-san tachi ga West Oahu Christian Church ni入られてとても感謝しています。スタン先生が優しくて、ちゃんと今メンバーになるということの説明をしてくださいました。私たち心からお二人をウェルカムしたいと思います。先生訳してちょうだい。
We would like to welcome them, and just like Pastor Stan explained how to become a member of this churchWe are very happy to welcome them to be a member in this church.
English people, thank you so much.
Oh, we're so grateful to be part of that ministry and support that ministry. Okay, why don't you, let's see, we didn't actually pray, but as another prayer, is Joel here? Stephen? I'd like to ask Daniel if you could come up. Daniel, would you like to offer a prayer from the elders? Joel is back there. Joel, why don't you come up here? We don't need PowerPoint right now. Okay. Hey, Daniel, we have a mic. Let's move this side a little bit, because it's kind of crowded on that way. Let's move this way a little bit. Yeah, right here. Right here is good. No. You can face them. Okay, yes. Let's pray.
Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing the Miyakes to be a part of our family, Lord. They've been serving in various capacities before this, and they've mentioned that they wanted to become members, and we're happy to have them here with us, Lord. As has been mentioned before, we are a family, and sometimes family, we can get on each other's nerves. We can sometimes disagree with each other, but that doesn't mean that we are not family anymore because we have conflicts or disagreement, Lord. It just means that you want us to work it out. So I pray that you will do that and that you'll help us to support one another, to support the Miyakes, the Japanese department, Lord. And we pray that we'll ultimately give you the glory for the lives that we live as members here at West Oahu Christian Church, Lord. Thank you again for these two you have brought in our midst, Lord. Help us to love one another in a way that you have commanded us to, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for his time.